Okay, all right, so going back to the problems from yesterday.
Shavas.
Oh, do you have the Ritva down here? Yeah, so the Ritva has a good shot on Mipnesha Amru. Right, he says, what does it mean, Mipnesha Amru? He says, it means to say that since it's all Midrabanan, they have the right to formulate it however they want. Now, this idea does not stem from the very concept of Shiva. It's a bittel. But so how do they have an idea that you could be a shmivatl? How are you mivatl it? It's only because since the Chachamim made it, they could institute how it operates. Yeah, because he says on the Pnei Amru, he says Sarachin the Mash Medasu the Meat in Time of Lahafsakas Regalim the Kasha Mandasinas Tamiyesh Bazu the Hainu Resha the Lahos of Shum Tambadavar just repeats the din. It doesn't give another reason. So he says the Had Dina the Rabbanan Baalmahu Mishum Davels the Rabbananu Vehem Amru the Ilu Havi Avels the Raisa Ein Tam Lomarkein. Says if avail, that really is the Nesinas Tam. The Nesinas Tam is a nice pshat. Nesinas Tam is Mipnesha Amru, meaning say that it's the Rabbanan. So since it's Mipnesha Amru, so then they could formulate it that way. But it's no, there's no integral. If it were Deraisa, it wouldn't work this way. It couldn't just be Mavatla thing with Deraisa. Yeah. Oh, in terms of the meaning of the Mishnah of Ola Shabbos Ola Veinim Afsekes versus Regolim Afsekin Veinim Olin, it really is a debate in the Gemara later on how to read that. And the Gemara takes it up. It's a difficult shot. And the Gemara takes it up, depending on whether you learn that there is Nia Gavelos on Shabbos or not. One of the Lashonas is Lav Davka. You can't really... there's no simple pshat. The point is, there's no simple, plain pshat in this Mishnah. The Gemara asks the question. If it's Ola, then it's obvious that it's not Mafsekas. He says, no, you just need it for the other side. But we'll have to see that. That's a different issue. So it would seem, though, that when the Muki Yosef says that Varnish HaBetzin are Noeg, it would seem that he's just saying saying Alach L'maisa. But you don't need Varnish HaBetzin to be Noeg for Shabbos Viola. Because that's the Machlokas in the Gemara, if there's any avails in Shabbos at all. Okay, but anyway, let's go back to the main questions that we were dealing with yesterday. So why is it that... That dafka shlosha yomim, then you mavatal the shiva. And how you mavatal the chiv of shiva? I mean, you have a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah of Rabban. But how do you get rid of the mitzvah? And why is it only if it's shlosha yomim? Yeah. All right. Let's back up for a minute. Let's just try to understand in general. When you have a mitzvah like this, you have a mitzvah. Well, let's start out like the Muki Yosef posits that the idea of bittul is only possible. When is the idea of bittul applicable? Let's start with that question. When is the idea of bittul applicable? Okay, what do you need in order to say that you're mavatal the thing?
It needs to have started.
It needs to have started. That's the first thing.
You need to have been
mekayim it, yeah. Right? You had to have started, and there had to be some kiyum of the thing. Okay. That seems to be what the Mishnah is expressing. So, but the only thing is, if the mitzvah is 7 days, so then you weren't mekayim it, right? I mean, if that's the mitzvah is to be noeg avela shiva yomim, so you weren't mekayim it. I mean, you can't say after 3 days I'm mekayim shiva. and then I'm done, right? So what's the difference between the three days, the first 3 days and the fourth day? Or the second, 2 days and 3 days? So really a Shiva and Shloshim, what type of, they're really mitzvos that have a nihug of zman, right? In other words, sometimes a mitzvah is just a maisa that's in a certain amount of time, that's in a time span. At a certain time, you have to do a maisa, right? But it seems that Shiva and Shloshim, right, they are nihugim of zman. Now let me clarify what I mean by that. So you have, for instance, let's say you'll have like Yontif or Shabbos, okay? So that the whole mitzvah is, the mitzvah stems from the period of time, and there's a certain kedusha in the zman, right? And the mitzvah is to act in accordance with the kedusha sayom, right? That's like a Shabbos and a Yom. So there, the zman is really like an essential character, and there'd be no concept of if there'd be no concept of being mevatel, the entity of a yom tov, right? Because the mitzvos stem from the Kedushas Hayom itself, the Kedushas Hayom itself, right? And each day brings in its own Kedusha. See, but here, then you have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah that has a sheet. That you have a mitzvah that has a time span to accomplish it. Sometimes it's a mitzvah. You see, Yom Tov and Shabbos is not a mitzvah of Nihug that has a time span. Right? It's not a mitzvah to do these actions for a certain amount of time. Right? It's the Yom, it's the Zman itself that is Mechayev in Malacha. Right? We're not just picking... It's not a time span. It's not. You can't view Shabbos as a mitzvah of retreating from malacha that's measured in a time span of a day. Right? It's not. The essence is not. It's not a maisa. It's not an activity that has a shear. It's not an activity of refraining from malacha that has a shear of Shabbos. Shabbos itself is the guf hadavar. Shabbos itself is a reality. Shabbos is the presence of Shabbos is why you can't do malacha. You understand? The refraining from malacha is in response to the day itself. Okay? You understand what I'm saying, Chaim? You have to try to look at the way time, there are mitzvos that have a certain, there are mitzvos that are bound up, not that the zman is goring them, but where the zman is part of the asiya. Okay? That's the category I'm trying to, explore. You understand? And different ways you have mitzvos that are mitzvos that have an asiya of time, okay. So Shabbos and Yom Tov is one type of an activity where there's a shear of zman for the mitzvah, okay. But that's really where the ikar over there is the yom. A yom happens to have a certain duration. So it's not to be noeg Shabbos 25 hours. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is whenever you're in the presence of the yom of Shabbos, there's certain your behavior is restricted, right? So the shear is really in the Yom of Shabbos, not a shear in your Asiyas and Malacha.
It's supposed to, like, wait, one second. Netilas Arvimim, which is just on the day of...
Netilas Arvimim has nothing to do with Zman. It's just when you have to do this mitzvah is here. But for instance, I'll give you another case where it does have to do with Zman. Like, let's say you say that there's a shear of the Chanukah candle. It's a shear Zman. Right? Hold on. Right? So that means to say that what... that the Maisa of Hadlaka has a certain Zman. How are you Madlik? You have to be Madlik for a certain amount of time to be Yotze. Right? Their Zman is part of the Asiya. It's part of the Maisa. Right? It's part of the Maisa. Shabbos, the Zman is the cause. Right? And really, Issa Malacha is like Netilas Lulav in that sense, right? It's just in the Lavin, as long as the Yom HaShabbos exists, all the Isuri Shabbos exist, right? Whereas in Netilas Lulav, you only have to do it once within the Zman. But really, it's the Yom HaShabbos or the Yom of Yom Tov or any other mitzvah like that. That it's the the Yom, the Zman is the cause, and your Nihugim have to be in line with the reality of the Zman.
That's
right?
That's Ner Chanukah?
No, that's like Shabbos and Yom Tovim, right?
Okay,
Ner Chanukah is, it's a Maisa that has a duration. Right? It's a Maisa that has a duration. Okay?
Yeah, but so I would say Avelis is like Shabbos, because it's when you're an Avelis, you can't do these things. It's not that you shouldn't do these things for 7 days. I see the relationship most of the time.
No, I mean, so if Avelis was Koveya 7 days ahead of it, right? If Kvura was Koveya, like a 7 days of Kedusha Sayom, then each day has Kedusha Sayom. And you can't say that because I missed one day, if I missed the first day of Pesach, doesn't mean I don't do the last 6 days. Right? You can't look at Avelis like that. You can't look at it and say that the Misa and the Kvura are Koveya Yomim on the calendar that have a character now that you're just responding to. Like becomes Kedusha Sayom. Because then how could you be Mavatle? How could you be mevatel?
You think if you miss day one of Avelis, you don't
do that? Right, it's not subject to a bittel. It wouldn't be subject to a bittel.
Can't be
mevatel the Zman. How could you be mevatel the Zman? Right? If it's, you might say that there's a tarte de sasri on this day between Avelis and Yom Tov. So we have to see which is docha. But it wouldn't be mevatel. What would it be mevatel? Wouldn't be mevatel anything. Okay. Now what about Ner Chanukah? What about Ner Chanukah? Right, so it seems it's more like there's a activity. The activity, the Nihug Avelis has a Zman to be Noheg, right? And if that Nihug is interrupted, then it's terminated. Right? In other words, if you look at it in terms of the Gavra's involvement, so you can say, then I can understand that if it's interrupted, it stops. But you can't really compare it to Chanukah that way. I mean, you still can't compare. Don't tell me Hanukkah is a mitzvah, but Hadlakah is a mitzvah. But conceptually, is there a difference? Conceptually, how would you formulate the Zman of Ad Shetichle Regel Men Ashuk by the Ner Chanukah? What's the relationship between the Zman over there and the mitzvah? Yeah. In other words, over there the Zman is defining the Kiyam of the mitzvah. Right? In other words, what is defined as being mefarsaim, right? When are you a mefarsaim? You're a mefarsaim when you're mefarsaim the Zman of piercing. Okay, so you could say that It's true. If you hold a lakos of mitzvah and it goes out, then the mice is to light the chefza that way. But I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying conceptually, the zman over there is defining the entity, right? It's defining the activity of the mitzvah itself, the kiyum of the mitzvah itself. Well, let me explain what I mean. See, I think by avelos it's slightly different. See, the first 3 days, it would seem. What's the difference between the first 3 days and the last four, and the rest? That's what I really want to understand. What's the difference between the first 3 days and the rest? Because now we have avelos is an idea of zman, but for some reason the first 3 days are different than the rest. So how do you understand that? The niyug is different. Right, the way that the zman is defining is relating to the niyug in the first 3 days, which seems to be different than the rest. What I mean to say is like this: that you can say that there's a certain activity. If you don't do a certain shear of it, then you're not doing it at all. Okay, if there's a kiyum of bechi, of crying, right, you can say that unless you have 3 days of bechi, 3 days of crying, then you didn't have crying. Okay, if you're not osek in it to that degree, then you didn't have it at all. Okay, but hold on, but you can say like this, but then you can say that there's an idea of shear, of just the of. That you already have the kiyum of the thing. Now, over there, I'm saying there's no kiyum bechi in less than 3 days. Right? You don't have a kiyum of bechi at all. Right? But you can say there's an idea. See, that's the zman relating to the kiyum. That's the zman relating to the kiyum. But there's another way that zman can relate to something. Zman can just be the shear of how long you have to do the activity for. In other words, there's two things. Sometimes you could say if you're too short in the activity, you haven't done it at all. Right? Like Mefarse. If you just have enough oil to show it for a second, you haven't lit something of Pearson. Right? Because you're not a mefarsim unless you set up something that's gonna the act of publicizing requires a certain amount of time, right? Advertising requires a certain amount of saturation. So you tell one person you haven't advertised, right? But then I could say there's a certain point where I have reached it, right? And then they say, but how long should I keep going in it? You understand? According to our Tana, the first 3 days is something that the quality of the first 3 days is not achieved until the third day. You don't have that quality of it, of the intensity of the morning. There's a certain shear of being osik in the mace, of crying, that you don't have at all. You just have sadness, maybe. Crying one day is sadness. But 3 days is already distraught. You understand? It's a shear in the level of the person. But you see, you don't cry after 3 days. Now you're not. Now it's just the shear of how long you stay in this state. So bittul, according to this Tana, the only time that bittul would apply, and I think it's the only time bittul should apply logically, the only time bittul applies, bittul can apply in the shear of the activity. You understand? When there's an activity that you're, if the Chachamim say, be engaged in this thing for a certain amount of time, they have a right later to shorten the amount of time that you're engaged in. You understand? But not to destroy the kiyum of the thing. Then it's all a waste. You understand? Logically, So this is what I'm trying to approach this area. You know, you got to try to formulate. Where's Chaim, right? You got to try to formulate these things in a way that the bittul, that bittul is applicable. You know, as opposed to saying bittul has to make sense. So it doesn't make sense to say to do something and then prevent its kiyum from occurring. What kind of a sense does that make in bittul? Say start something, but then we're going to tell you to prevent the kiyum from actually occurring. Right? The idea of bittul only applies in the when you have the thing to shorten the duration of how long you have to be involved in it. Then you're not losing anything essentially. Then you're just losing shear.
And then after
I mean, it is strange. You'll have to say it is strange. You're going to have to say that the kiyum of bechi doesn't have to be contiguous. But I can't. I mean, it is possible to say that you'd start over. But I haven't seen anybody say that. That would be very strange.
To say you'd have
9 days of shiva. I never heard of that.
Do you just have two, three?
Yeah. And then once you have to be mashlim, now you have nothing to be masik the shear. Now you have nothing to be masik the shear. There's no reason to deviate from the shear.
So what is shear? You have to let the guy get back
in. In other words, give you an example. Let's say you have like by Natilas Lulav. So you say you're yotze the mitzvah right away. You're yotze the mitzvah right away. But there's a kiyum to hold it all day. Right? So, but conceptually it's very different, right? The first netilah is the actual kiyum of the mitzvah. And then to remain in that state for longer, to extend the shear of that state is a kiyum, right? So I'm trying to make it analogous somewhat analogous to that. You can say the first 3 days, that's when you have, because remember, we posited two things. We said you can only be mevatel something, you only mevatel the thing when it started, and when you had some sort of a kiyum of it.
Okay.
Because then it doesn't make sense to say that they just mevatel the whole thing. So then why get started?
What are you mevatel?
Well, what are you mevatel is, I'm saying, you can't, unless you start it, you don't have what to be mevatel.
Right.
But I'm saying, according to this Tana, you always need the first 3 days, you also need a matter to be mevatel. The matter to be mevatel is that you had the essential kiyum, and now you're just shortening the duration of that kiyum.
How is the need for a matter a logical one?
This Tana, I mean, it comes out, I mean, the truth of the matter is the machlokas, we hold that you're mevatel, the regular is mevatel even after one shah.
Yeah, so then how does that, you didn't even get that.
I mean,
that.
But that's the machlokas, we'll have to try to define that machlokas, if you need the first 3 days or not. But apparently that's machlokas. Is it mevatel, and is it mevatel just be anything that, is it in order to be mevatel, does it need to just come into existence, right? And then the regular is mevatel it. Or, knows where did the bittul, when you say that the regal is mevatel, what is it mevatel? Is it mevatel even the kiyum of avelus, right? Like it's mevatel the kiyum of avelus, or is it even mevatel, or is it only mevatel the shear of avelus? I'll have to think about that. I don't want to define that machlokas right this second. But according to this Tana, that's definitely what he's holding. He's holding that when the Chachamim formulated the system of Shiva and the bittul of Shiva, they restricted the bittul to the shear, but not to the kiyum itself.
How is the issue
of reasoning, really? I'm not really trying to give I'm not trying to give reasoning over here.
What's
I'm just trying to say the logic of this of the halachic the internal logic of the structure is why does the bittul only apply after the first 3 days? So I'm saying you have to understand that. Where's Jonah? To understand that you have to be able to differentiate, right, between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. If you look at it all as one without any differentiation, then you can't show how the thing is working. So what I'm trying to say is you've got to according to this Tanya, you've got to differentiate the first 3 days from the last 4 days. First 3 days, even though they're both Shiurim of Zman, sometimes the Zman is essential. Right? Sometimes the Zman gives the quality of the thing. Right? And sometimes the Zman is just quantitative. There's a qualitative Zman, there's a quantitative Zman. So according to this Tana, the regel is Mevatel, the quantitative, but not the qualitative. Yeah, and I'll give you a raya that you do have the Kiyum of Shiva. Why? Because you counted as 7 days. In other words, that's the halacha. If the regel is Mevatel, yeah. If the regel is Mevatel, the Shiva, then you counted as 7 days in terms of Shloshim.
So 1 second. So then, all right. Quantitative.
No, it's they're saying now Kover Meso Shloshi Yom Lefnei Regel. He just has the kiyum of the might. His Shiva is just the Maisa Shiva itself.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the shear of Shiva. Because Midaraisa, you're not going to find anything like this. So because Midaraisa, whatever the shear is, that's the kiyum.
Is
you know what I mean? Yeah, that's what the Rifa says. Does this only work because of Elsa Durabanan? This whole thing only makes sense because of Elsa Durabanan. See, that's why the Sfasamis' question is not a question, because you don't need a Mixas Hayom of the next day. You don't need to have a Kiyam of the next day. You have a Kiyam of the Shiva now. And then the rest of it is just extending. Exactly. Right. And that's what the Nemuki Yosef is saying. That's what the Nemuki Yosef is saying. Mitnick. That's what the Nemuki Yosef is saying. He's saying, why is Shiva different than Shloshim? Because Shloshim every day is the same. That means to say it's just sheer. The whole Shloshim is just sheer. But you can't. But according to this Tana, Shiva is not just sheer. There's an essential zman. There's a zman that has that is an ikker, and then there's a zman of sheer. For 7 days.
That question is presupposing.
In other words, the Maisa Bechi, the 3 days of Bechi, is the essence of the Kiyam of the whole Shiva. The only thing is, you're just not allowed to get up from it for 7 days. To get up from it for 4 days. You know what I mean? Huh? Right. In other words, the mitzvah of Shiva, in terms of its halachic formulation, is a shear of zman that relates to an essential activity, an activity of zman. There's a maisa that has as its definition a shear. Okay, that's the bechi. According to this Tana, without 3 days you haven't done it. Okay, but after the 3 days you did it. So what are you still doing? That's a separate thing that you can't leave. You can't get up from the Bechi for a certain duration. But there's not, you're not, it's not a positive, it's not a being Osek in another thing for, it has its own Kiyam for the next 4 days. It's not a Kiyam of 3 days and a Kiyam of 4 days.
The guy who same exact Kiyam as the guy.
Same exact Kiyam. That's why he has the same Kiyam of Shiva. The one who had 3 days of Bechi and then got cut off at the Regel, he has a Kiyam Shiva too. Can't get up from the Bechi for 4 days. That's how they instituted it. You can't get up from the Bechi for 4 days, huh? You stay. You stay in the Mokom Bechi for 4 more days. You don't go back to your normal life after that. You stay. You don't even go back to the Shloshim life. You stay in the Mokom of Bechi. No, there's a danger over here. You're schlepping too much from me at one time. There's a danger over here of going into the tamim too much. Let's just get the structure. The structure is in terms of methodologically, it would seem you have to say that the shear of the first 3 days. Let's just review the facts. Saying the shear of the first 3 days cannot be mevatel. Cannot be mevatel the first 3 days, right? But the last 4 days, you can't be mevatel. So what's the difference? They're both times. They're both nihug of a duration. So what's the difference? Right? We're just trying to find the difference. So I'm saying that if you say that shir can relate to nihug in two different ways, then you can find a solution to the problem. If you say that the shir of the first 3 days is what creates a certain quality, so then you can't break up those 3 days. According to this time. Right? But if the shear of the last 4 days is just a din of shear, and it's not a nihug that creates a new what we call the first one? It's not a nihug that creates a certain entity, a character, then you can say then you can show that it's the problem is you can't treat two similar things differently. I'm trying to show you that they're not similar. Even though they're both durations of Zman of Nihug, like the Muki Yosef says and the Rashi says, one is considered an Iker. An Iker you can't short. You can't truncate the Iker. If the Iker is that it has 3 days, then without the 3 days you don't have the Iker. Right? But after the 3 days, now it's just a din of shear. The shear can be shortened. In other words, there's the ikar of Elis, and then there's the shear of Elis. Okay, the ikar of Elis can't be cut off, but the shear of Elis can be cut off. In other words, there's a certain thing that we're calling of Elis. It has an ikar component and it has a shear component. In other words, if you went to a wedding and you go to a wedding, so the ikar is the marriage. The ikar is the chuppah, right? The ikar of the wedding is the chuppah. Okay. Now the chuppah can happen at 5 o'clock, and the wedding can go till 2 a.m. If you come in the middle of the chuppah and you stop it from happening, you ruin the whole wedding. The whole wedding is gone. But if after the chuppah you stop the dancing, the wedding's not gone. The wedding is not gone. Right? You didn't destroy the wedding. You know what I'm saying? But you don't say that since the ikar of the wedding is the chuppah, they have to be tachas a chuppah the entire wedding. You understand? You have to be able to look at the shiva as an event, as an extended event. Okay? An extended event, like a wedding. Lavdil, right? Like a wedding. So you have the essential component of the thing, and then you have its setting of Zman, the setting of the Zman, the extensions of it. So if a guy would go to a wedding and leave right after the chuppah, that would be pasnish. You should stay and celebrate. Okay? So the bechi over here is like the intense, that gives the whole character. That gives the character to everything that follows. When you're eating the suda after the chuppah, it's a sudas mitzvah, because it follows the event of the wedding. So too, the other 4 days have the quality of shiva, because they follow the bechi. Okay? But there's a big difference between interrupting the days of Bechi and interrupting the days of the that follow it. If you interrupt the 3 days, that's like stopping the chuppah, right? If you interrupt the 4 days, then you're just not extending the then you're just not extending it.
Well, you understand? So you said you do have the key of extending it because you don't count those days.
So that's why Svasimus's question is not a problem, because it's not a separate kiyum of the 3 days and a kiyum of the 4 days, right? The 4 days only get their kiyum from the 3 days. So once you had the kiyum of the 3 days, now the whole entity of the now the whole extra now the whole 4 days afterwards you don't need at all. So midrabanan, they say that all you need is the ikar. You don't need any shear at all.
So, but you didn't get any kiyum of the 4 days.
No, but that's right. Because midrabanan, they can say you don't need shear at all. See, his mistake is to look at the 4 days like shloshim. Shloshim is a separate entity that has its own identity of shloshim. If you don't have a kiyum of the shloshim, you can't be mevatel the shloshim. But if you had the kiyum of the 3 days, then they can say you don't need to wallow in it past that. We're just saying that We're just saying over here the logic of the Chacham's formulation, that it wasn't just arbitrary, right? That since there are two components, they can treat them differently, and they can say, when you have the essential Kiyum, then when the Rego comes, we'll call this your full Kiyum. But you can't now say a guy who doesn't have a Rego Mafsik, that's Mafsik, then for him, the mitzvah is all 7 days. Here, they made the mitzvah only 3 days. But for him, he has the 7 days too. Okay. Yeah, so in terms of the question, though, what about Shloshim? When does Shloshim start? Right, the question we're dealing with yesterday, when does Shloshim start? Starts with the Kvura, like Shiva, or after the Shiva? So definitely the Nihug of Shloshim doesn't start until after the Shiva, right? But definitively, I mean, how do you understand the count? How do you understand the count? Well, that's what I said. No, because everyone says it doesn't that you're not the regular is not mavatal because it didn't start yet, right? But yet we call it shloshim,
right?
Right. That was the paradox we were discussing. I mean, you could say it's just semantics, but the Ram does say it's also called shloshim yom. These things are also called shloshim yom. Right, and the halacha is that if the regel was mevatel, the shiva, then it counts. Just show the phone. Then it counts for. Then you count 7 days for shloshim. Right, the regel is mevatel shiva. Then you count it like you have 7 days already for the shloshim.